the possibility.
From the start of his Senate confirmation hearing, General Luke faced questions about published reports that he is concerned about the effectiveness of the latest U.S. troop surge in Iraq. Democratic Party Senator Carl Levin asked Luke if the increased troop presence has led Iraqi politicians to become complacent about achieving a reconciliation government.
We're giving them a golden opportunity that they must seize to make progress on the political front. I don't think there's any doubt in the mind of any Iraqi politician that this is an opportunity they have to seize.
At the same time, General Lute admitted that U.S. troops face even more danger if Iraqis do not take control sooner rather than later.
And I think at this point in this fight, increasingly we need to take every opportunity to put the Iraqis in the lead across the security, governance, economic dimensions of this struggle. So if we fail to do that and we retain the lead, I think there is a real risk that we'll be seen as occupiers.
Republican Party Senator John Warner expressed concern about the participation of Iraqi troops in joint military operations.
We hear reports now that their units are rolling over, as the chairman said, in a period of 90 days when our troops are there for a year or more.
Senators from both parties expressed wide support for Lute, but he faced numerous questions about why there is a need for a position that higher-ranking generals had turned down. Lute said if confirmed, he would be President Bush's primary advisor on Iraq and Afghanistan. That triggered this exchange with Democratic Party Senator Jack Reed.
Frankly, the Afghanistan, Iraq, and related to that, Iran, are the most critical foreign policy problems we face. And the National Security Advisor to the United States has taken his hands off that and given it to us, to you. Is that your understanding?
Sir, that's the design, yes.
Well, and he should be fired.
The committee did not set a date to vote on Lute's nomination. He must be confirmed by the full Senate. Robert Raffel, VOA News.